Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, we dive into the commonly used phrase, but not very well understood, gaslighting. What does that mean? We talk about that phrase and apply it to the news cycle today so that you can have better sense of what is happening in our country and also better anticipate what's about to happen. Please consider supporting our program at charliekirk.com/support. That helps support our team, our production costs, so we can hire more people, so we can deliver two podcasts every single weekday and one on the weekends. For those of you that listen to us, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. You can email us at freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Time to fight back against the left and what they have been doing to us and manipulating us, which actually is helping Donald Trump. We'll get into that more. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. So much happening in the country. We wanted to come to you with instant analysis of what is happening in the news cycle. What is President Trump doing? What is Joe Biden doing? Very important news day. President Trump visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, had a phenomenal visit. Joe Biden still has been unable to answer for his supporters and for the Democrat arson of America. What's happening in our country is something called gaslighting. The great Rush Limbaugh mentioned this today on his program, and this is something that is thrown around quite often, this term gaslighting. What does that even mean? You might have heard it on the news. In fact, the activist media quite often tries to mislabel us conservatives as gaslighting the country. So gaslighting, the term originated from a British play called Gaslight, which was written in 1938 and performed as Angel Street in the United States. It actually got adapted into a film in 1940 and 1944, which are both called Gaslight. And it's used quite often in psychological literature. And so the play was actually about an abusive husband who was manipulating his wife by turning down the light, which was a gas light, every so often, every evening, incrementally, where the wife would turn to her husband and say, "Am I losing my mind or is it getting darker around here?" And he said, "Yes, you are losing your mind," manipulating the victim. Eventually, the play ends up in his arrest. However, this term gaslighting essentially means manipulating someone or a group of people to believe something that is not true. According to Psychology Today, gaslighting is a tactic in which a person or entity, in order to gain more power, makes a victim question their reality. Anyone is susceptible to gaslighting. And it is a common technique of abusers, dictators, narcissists, and sometimes cult leaders. It is done very slowly, so the victim doesn't realize how much they've been brainwashed. So here are some core characteristics of how gaslighters act. Number one, they tell total and complete blatant lies. They will lie to you with a total straight face. They do it to assert their power and their dominance over you. They know that they can't keep up with all the lies, and they just have to keep double-speaking, which is an Orwellian term. Now, a lot of this, especially in the political world, is because the media is complicit in the lie. They love their agenda more than the truth. A lot of members of the media see the world around them, and they see it is not their job to tell you what is happening, but to try to change what is happening in the world. Those are not journalists. Journalists tell you the truth as what is happening in the world. They break stories, they investigate, and they pursue veritas, the truth. That is not what's happening right now in the community of people that call themselves journalists. These are activists. That's why we call them the activist media. They know no consequences, gaslighters, for getting caught in a lie. They keep their jobs. Their side of the aisle will protect them, even though they have no integrity at all whatsoever. Everyone moves on and we repeat the cycle of lies again and again. Gaslighters also deny they ever said anything at all. even though you have proof. For example, quote, you know they said they would do something. You know that you heard it, but they out and out deny it. It makes you start to questioning your reality, end quote. This is very dangerous because the longer it goes on, the longer it wears you down. Joe Biden and Senator Harris have done this thousands and thousands of times in the last couple months, Joe Biden in particular. Joe Biden condemns the violence now because polling showed that he should. And we have proof of him failing to do so to condemn violence. And I'm going to complete the point altogether of how gaslighting as a tactic actually ended up being one of the major reasons as to why President Trump is in a favorable political position. How gaslighting actually is helping Donald Trump. Joe Biden says he's not a racist. In fact, he calls President Trump a racist, a gaslighting tactic, trying to turn down the temperature ever so slightly so you don't even realize the reality around you. Even though we know that Joe Biden was best friends with bitter segregationists, he says you cannot go to a 7-Eleven without a slight Indian accent. He said, if you are not black, you are not black if you do not vote for me, questioning someone's race if they do not vote for Joe Biden. He said on Barack Obama, quote, I mean, you got the first mainstream African-American who's articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. Joe Biden said, I will ban fracking. And then Joe Biden says, let me be clear. I will not ban fracking. Kamala Harris says she will believe all women and Tara Reid. But then she accepts the vice presidential nomination. And she says, well, some women are liars. The third attribute of gaslighters, they use what is near and dear to you as ammunition. This is from Psychology Today. Quote, they know how important your kids are to you. And they know how important your identity is to you. So those may be one of the first things they attack. They attack the very foundation of your being. For example, they say, they tell you that Republicans want to kill your grandparents. They tell you that Republicans are racists. They tell you that you are a racist if you support Donald Trump. They tell you that if you support Republican ideas, you're actually against our country. They take something that is personal to you and use it against you. The fourth attribute of gaslighters is they wear you down over time. We've talked about this many times on the Charlie Kirk Show before. In Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, rule number 8 says clearly to keep the pressure on. It is done gradually over time, Psychology Today says. A lie here, a lie there, a snide comment every so often, and then it starts ramping up. Hemingway famously said things happen gradually, then suddenly, so perfectly put. You see, the Soviets, they knew that when you tried to infiltrate America with awful and bitter, backwards and evil Marxist ideas, they knew that the first steps took years. Then the last stretch happened all at once. I encourage you to go back to listen to our June 11th episode where we had prophecies from a KGB defector, Yuri Bezmenov. You see, we thought socialism wrongly would never come to America, but for years the ideas were seeded slowly, like planting a harvest in our universities. With those very same ideas Bezmenov called useful idiots, for example, the professors. And then, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and the squad came all at once, gradually, then suddenly. Attribute number 5 of a gaslighter: their actions do not match their words. According to Psychology Today, again, says what they are saying means nothing. It is just talk. What they are doing is the issue. They are all talk, little action. This is basically the entire story right now of what is happening to us politically. What is happening politically right now is you have an entire party that has decided they do not care at all whatsoever about their actions and their words correlating. The Democrat Party does not care that they say one thing and they do another. And there are so many different examples of this. The laws that they write do not actually apply to their actions. This is why the Democrats say they hate school choice, but they send their kids to private schools. This is why they say they hate guns, yet they walk around with armed guards. They say they hate border security, yet they live in gated communities. This is exactly why Pelosi got her hair done without a mask on. in just the last 24 hours. And thank you to the hero that released that footage that shows Nancy Pelosi walking through the hair salon. I think we actually have a clip of this that I'm going to play for those of you watching on video. And for on audio, I will describe the clip. Play tape. And as you see here, Nancy Pelosi entering, getting her hair, I guess the quite right term is blown out, without a mask on. So Nancy Pelosi is very quick to say that everyone should have a national mask mandate, doesn't wear a mask indoors. Maybe she's contributing to the spread. By the way, the salon was shut down so she can get her hair treatment, but the people of San Francisco cannot. And she wasn't even supposed to be there. Meanwhile, California is literally on fire and suffering from some of the worst fires in years. California's businesses are completely suffering under the tyranny of Democrat control. But it's okay as long as her hair looks fine. No different than Lori Lightfoot justifying herself getting a haircut during the lockdown because she said her appearance means quite a lot. The salon owner, Erica Kios, said, and she shared this video for this reason, "I'm sharing this because of what everyone in my industry and my city is going through right now. Good for you. You are a hero. Unfortunately, you're probably going to have your business license revoked very soon by a San Francisco tyrant." She said, quote, "We have been shut down for so long, not just me, but most of the small businesses. And I just can't. It's a feeling of being deflated, helpless, and honestly beaten down. I haven't been fighting. I've been fighting for 6 months for a business that took me 12 years to build to reopen," she said. "I'm a single mom. I have two children and I have no income." She added, "In fact, they did this and she came in." It's like a slap in the face. But Nancy Pelosi, gaslighting us, says that we need to stay closed in our country, that we need to stay locked down, that we need to be without any form of return to normalcy. But Nancy Pelosi can go back to her $7.5 million home, eat her $13 a pint ice cream, and while she says she cares for the working class of this country. It's also exactly why Andrew Cuomo can walk the streets without a mask. I think we have a picture of this as well, of Andrew Cuomo today walking the streets of New York City without a mask. Kamala Harris owns a gun but doesn't want you to be able to. The Philadelphia mayor recently got caught eating inside, but even though it's illegal for the citizens of Philadelphia to be eating inside, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot vacationed in Maine in the last couple days while her city continues to burn. Lori Lightfoot vacations in Maine. Meanwhile, in just the last week, 7 people have been shot and killed, 40 shot and wounded in Chicago, and 47 total shot. Where in Democrat-controlled Chicago, where the last time there was a Republican elected to the mayor's office in 1931, we have 476 people shot and killed, 2,337 shot and wounded, and 2,813 people total shot, with 519 total homicides in my hometown of Chicago. But Lori Lightfoot is perfectly okay vacationing in Maine while her city burns. Mandating that police do 12 hours on and 12 hours off, cutting their time off, but she has to go take care of her mental health by going to Maine, while also saying that she supports the right to protesting, but then she arrests people that dare go on her street because she needs her rest. Can we show that Cuomo picture? I think we have it pulled up here. Now, this right here is Governor Cuomo walking the streets of New York City with no mask on, with his dog, while the other citizens have to wear the masks. Rules for you, but not for me, I guess is the best way to say it. Boy, is that just picture just a perfect embodiment of that. Yet he's the one that says that you must wear a mask at every single facet and square inch of the state of New York. Masks for thee, but not for me, is the best way to say it. As Orwell said in his seminal work, Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality 100% American-born, raised, and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the U.S. to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com gets 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed beef delivered straight to your door. Don't forget that shipping is always free and the taste is always delicious. GoodRanchers.com, 100% American beef, chicken, and more. Support American farmers. Support the American economy. Skip the grocery store. Mystery meat and buy directly from GoodRanchers.com. That's GoodRanchers with an S.com. But the promo code is Charlie. So you just go to goodranchers.com, ranchers, and right now and use the promo code Charlie and save $30 for a limited time only. Goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. I love high-quality meat, not that nonsense that you buy at the grocery store. So go to goodranchers.com. That is goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. Consider the DNC as another example. Remember, the Democrats quoted our founding fathers. They paid homage to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. But they say they want to reimagine America and absolutely and fundamentally transform it. By the way, I could go through example after example of Democrats saying one thing and living another, whether it be Elizabeth Warren saying she hates school choice and hate private schools, yet she sent her kids to private schools, whether it be Bernie Sanders saying that he wants to basically eradicate private property in our time, or Bernie Sanders saying that he wants to have Medicare for all, or Bernie Sanders saying that he wants to have a socialist takeover of our country, while he charges money for his book, while he flies around in private jets, or Barack Obama and Michelle Obama saying that diversity is our strength, yet they live in Martha's Vineyard, which is one of the least diverse places on the planet. Why don't Barack Obama and Michelle Obama live in the South of Chicago? Why don't they live in Hyde Park? Why don't they go live near U.S. Cellular Field? Are they afraid of all the crime that's happening? Instead, they live in the liliest white part of the entire country. The left is very quick to tell you to live under their mandates, but they do not want to live under those mandates themselves. And we call that hypocrisy, but it's even worse than that. It's contempt. It is hypocrisy, but it's worse. They actually hate you. They think so little of you, they mock you with their actions. They do not respect you, the voters. They don't respect us, the sovereign, the people. They are so willing to defy their own publicly stated positions that they know they will never be voted out of office, no matter what they do. The same to be said for the activist media that goes around trying to enforce everyone to wear masks. Why they themselves, including head of the White House Correspondents Association, was not wearing a mask at the event that I was at this last Thursday on the White House lawn when the president accepted the Republican nomination. The Democrats will always advocate for policies and positions that they themselves do not want to live under. A conservative, as you can see my shirt here, which will be for sale very soon. You guys can check out tpusa.com/store, tpusa.com/store to check out these amazing shirts and swag that we have at Turning Point USA, but this one's not yet for sale, so this is an exclusive viewing of the new merch that we have at Turning Point USA. But we as conservatives will never advocate for a singular position that we ourselves will not live under, ever. You will not find one position that I advocate for that I am not comfortable embracing and living out every single day. For example, I never want to take your guns away. I'm happy living with firearms, and I think you should be happy living with firearms. I want to one day send my children to a good school, maybe outside of a public school district, or maybe homeschool my kids. I think you should be able to do the same. I'm perfectly okay with you living in a gated community if you can afford it and you think that's the best decision for your family. And I might make that decision. And I also think that we should have border security. So I like walls in the macro and in the micro. There is not one position that conservatives have articulate that they themselves do not live out. And if they do, then actually we as conservatives hold ourselves to high enough standards to run those people out of office. I want you to imagine for a second if the minority leader Kevin McCarthy was found to be getting some form of a haircut without a mask on, national disgrace. I want you to imagine if President Donald Trump had an edict or an order saying you can't eat inside, and President Trump was found eating inside of a restaurant that he closed down. I want you to imagine if Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida said that every single person needs to wear a mask outside at all times in Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, and was walking the streets of those cities without a mask on, how would the media react? because the activist media is an extension of the gaslighting Democrat Party. And we're going to get into that even deeper. The sixth attribute of the gaslighting tactics that we are seeing in the media and of the Democrats is they throw in positive reinforcement to confuse you. This person or entity that is cutting you down, telling you that you don't have value, this is from Psychology Today, is now praising you for something that you did. This adds an additional sense of uneasiness. You think, well, maybe they aren't so bad, but yes, they are. This is political manipulation at its finest. Republicans fall this all the time, at least before Trump came to town. Look what you were praised for. It is something that served the gaslighter. This is exactly why when Senator Mike Braun said he supported the BLM Incorporated movement that wants to destroy the Western prescribed nuclear family, abolish prisons, and abolish the police, I went after Senator Mike Braun harder than almost anyone else in the conservative community, probably second only to Tucker Carlson, because we do not tolerate Republicans pandering to the gaslighters. That Republican Party is over. Republicans always seek the approval of the gaslighting left. We want to be let in. We want to be into the party. We want to get invited to the cocktail party. We want to go to CNN. We want to have our kids go to the elite universities. That has ended, thanks to President Trump. We are wise to you. I never want to be part of that social circle. I never want to get a positive reinforcement from the left. You don't like me. And if that's the case and the battle lines are drawn, and I'm not going to try to win favor from you. Attribute number seven of the gaslighting left is they know confusion weakens people. This is very important. They know that when people cannot get their aim right, they know when people cannot get clarity in their future destination, that confusion is a gateway to tyranny. They know that chaos leads to destruction. Humans' natural tendency, this is from Psychology Today, is to look to the person or entity that will help you feel more stable. And that's what happens. And that happens to be the gaslighter. I call this electoral extortion. What is happening right now in this country, when Joe Biden comes and says, do you really think that the violence is going to get better if President Trump gets reelected? This is a hostage situation, America. Joe Biden and his campaign, when he says that, they are holding us hostage by saying, if you reelect Donald Trump, we are going to throw my base and my supporters into the streets. And what you've seen in Kenosha and Portland and Seattle is just the very beginning. Many people may or may not vote for Donald Trump. They actually might not if they think that the arson is going to continue. That is not a reason not to support Donald Trump. Even though I believe that the riots soon after the President Trump wins re-election, which is looking more and more likely, thanks to the gaslighters, and we're going to tell you exactly why and how. Even though I think the violence will continue because they have said it will continue and they are threatening more violence, that is not a reason not to support President Trump. Do not be extorted. This is blackmail. This is no different than the first Die Hard movie where they are holding people hostage. And they're asking for demands in return. This is no different than the movie Inside Man, where a group of bank robbers are holding people hostage and asking for something in return. In some ways, they hope that we will achieve some form of Stockholm syndrome, where we'll fall in love with the people that are holding us hostage. Because the gaslighting has been so blatant and so brazen in the last couple weeks and months, the gaslighting tactic has now proven to be a very dangerous one for the Democrats. We'll get to that even deeper. America's ready to get back to work, but to win in the new economy, you need to take every advantage to succeed. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. With NetSuite, you'll have the visibility and control over financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need all in one place. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite lets you manage every penny with precision. You have the agility to compete with anyone, work from anywhere, and run your whole company right from your phone. Join over 20,000 companies who trust NetSuite to make it happen. NetSuite surveyed hundreds of business leaders and assemble the playbook of the top strategies they're using as America reopens for business. Receive your free guide today. Seven actions that you need to take now and schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/Kirk. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Kirk. netsuite.com/Kirk. Attribute number 8 of the gaslighters, they project. They are a drug user or a cheater, yet they are constantly accusing you of that. This is according to Psychology Today. This might be the favorite tactic of the left. They say conservatives are racists when they themselves endorse the most racist organization in the mainstream of our country. Let me be very clear when I say this. The most racist organization in the mainstream of our country is BLM Incorporated. The most racist organization that is receiving corporate funding, BLM Incorporated. The left are the true racists. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery, KKK, Jim Crow, of opposing the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, opposing the Civil Rights Act, opposing Martin Luther King Jr. The left wants black-only dormitories today, and they wanted black-only schools in the 1960s. The left wanted black-only schools in the 1920s, and the left wanted black-only schools in the 1880s. They want black-only learning environments. It feels like something a KKK member would advocate for in the 1890s. The left has always cared about skin color. The right has always cared about character. We as conservatives were founded as the anti-slavery party. We should be proud of that. That's why I wear the shirt conservative, because that's who we are. We care about conserving the natural rights that God gave to us as a gift, not that government gave us those rights. The left calls us the racists when they themselves are the most racist people in America. The most racist individuals in America are Governor Kate Brown, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Senator Harris, because they judge people based on the color of their skin. We judge people on worldview and character, values, and decisions. The left says we have no respect for the rule of law when they are the ones that are actually trying to overthrow Western civilization and our most fundamental element, which is that justice is blind. If you have a picture of Lady Justice, you see that she's wearing a blindfold. The idea of blind justice is it doesn't matter about your socioeconomic level, doesn't matter about the color of your skin or your religion. You will get a fair trial, a fair hearing with a jury of your peers. This is a Christian idea that if you are innocent, you should be exonerated by a jury of your peers. If you are wrongly accused, you should have an opportunity to defend yourself. The left prefers critical race theory, which is to change the entire society in favor of BLM Incorporated, which they prefer critical race theory, which is a very, very dangerous way to try to destroy all of Western society to give an advantage to what they believe is a disadvantaged portion of American society. This is what they teach in all of our universities, is what many young people across the country are learning. And this is why they want the lawless to run free while the left continues to do whatever they want to do across the country. Email us your questions, by the way. I'm going to be taking some of your questions live here on this live stream, freedom@charliekirk.com. You can email us directly. And for the questions that I select, you guys get a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine. And for 15 random emails that email us a question right now, if you can prove you're subscribed to our show, we'll send you some of the new Turning Point USA merch. 15 random emails. Attribute number 9 of gaslighters, which is what's happening right now in our country. Number 9 is they try to align people against you. Sound familiar? From Psychology Today, gaslighters find people they know will stand by them no matter what, and they use these people against you. This is what Democrats are doing with the black community. They spread fear, disinformation, and propaganda to keep the black community under their control. They hyphenate us, African American, Asian American. They divide us to control us. We as conservatives, and the great Dennis Prager articulates this phenomenally well, believe in the American Trinity, E Pluribus Unum, In God We Trust, and Liberty. E Pluribus Unum is on the presidential seal. When President Donald Trump was giving that phenomenal press conference day in Kenosha, Wisconsin, E Pluribus Unum was on that seal, front-facing to the world, which means it's a Latin phrase, out of many, one. The left does not believe in that. The gaslighting left absolutely does not believe in that. So they try to align people against you. They want to have black against white, rich against poor, men versus women. Look at the major movements of the American arsonist left in the last decade. Occupy Wall Street, rich versus poor. I got my start walking through Zuccotti Park in the fall of 2011, and I learned more about the left in 6 hours of dealing with Zuccotti Park Occupy Wall Street Marxists than any university could have taught me about the left. Well, actually, the university probably would have taught me a lot about the left. But I learned a lot about the left in 6 hours when I was still a high schooler, walking Zuccotti Park in Manhattan. The second biggest movement that came up recently is the Me Too movement, turning men against women. Believe all women. Well, what about facts? What about women that lie? No. Just believe all women. Tribalism. Having men be more skeptical of women and having women hating men. The modern day feminist movement is much more about hating men than ever empowering women. And now the most recent movement that we have seen, which is on race, the ultimate tribal identity, because Occupy Wall Street and Me Too did not have the same full-fledged, transformational effect that the arsonist gaslighting left was seeking. So then they decided to launch a new organization, BLM Incorporated, which of course is a money laundering scheme designed to take white liberals' money in some form of financial atonement and some sort of guilt exercise so that they can go burn down your country. You know, it's really not that difficult. BLM raised hundreds of millions of dollars this summer, and people are wondering who's funding the destruction of these cities. People are wondering who's funding the buses and the tickets for these people to crisscross America. It's Bank of America that gave $1 billion. It is PepsiCo, $400 million. It is YouTube that is putting $100 million to just black content creators, which is a racist thing to do. To just give people money based on the color of their skin is racist. The left cares so much about race. Why? It's because that's all they have. Because that's within their DNA. Within the DNA of the left is caring about things you cannot control. It's caring about immutable characteristics. It's caring about collectivist action. We care about values, not skin color. We care about actions. We care about how you operate in the world, where the left only cares about skin color. As you guys know, paying out of your own pocket for gear that you need to do your job is pretty awful. If you're hunting for military or first responder discounts, they're hard to find. So if you're in any of those fields, listen very carefully, because there's a platform called GovX.com. It's terrific. GovX works directly with brands to negotiate the best prices possible because you deserve the gear you need at the prices you've earned. Plus, you can trust that the gear you've ordered is 100% authentic, direct from the manufacturer. There's a huge collection of gear and apparel from popular brands all in one convenient location. You see, GovX honors your service and gives back to your communities. So if you're an American of service, a current or former member of the military, firefighting, frontline medical or law enforcement communities, or the emergency medical, join GovX for free and enjoy a community that honors and gives back to patriots like you. If you've got a military or first responder background, visit GovX.com. That's GovX.com and sign up for free for instant access to tons of deals and a community that honors your service. It's promo code Kirk for $15 off first orders of $50 or more. This is a terrific service for those of us that have served our country. GovX.com, G-O-V-X.com. Use that promo code K-I-R-K. Number 10 is they tell you or others that you are crazy. The gaslighter knows if they question your sanity, people will not believe you when you tell them the gaslighter is abusive or out of control. Look at how they attacked Trump's mental fitness. Let me say that again. They tell you or others that you are crazy. They say that he lies all the time. When Trump says that Russia and Ukraine are hoaxes, they want you to distrust him, even though it's totally true. They want you to think that Trump is crazy, that he's insane, that he's a pathological liar, even though they are the ones that are gaslighting and lying for a living. When President Trump says that mail-in voting is going to result in widespread fraud, they want to say, oh no, you're nuts for believing that, even though you can see in real time how pathological that belief is. And they try to say that you're dumb, that you're deplorable. For example, Joe Biden said this: does anyone believe that there'll be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected? Joe Biden also tweeted out, or a Joe Biden staffer also tweeted out, the following: Donald Trump keeps telling us if he was president, you'd feel safe. Well, he is president, whether he knows it or not. Trump and Pence are running on this. You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. But and what's their proof? The violence you're seeing in Donald Trump's America. The simple truth is that Donald Trump failed to protect America, so now he's trying to scare America. This is the work of a master gaslighter, someone who's had 47 years to exploit and gaslight Americans. We have a full list of all the mayoral positions of how long it has been since a Republican has become mayor in these cities. There's not been a Republican mayor of Atlanta since the 1800s, not a Republican mayor of Chicago since 1931. And yet they're trying to say it's Donald Trump's fault that the Democrats have created the hundreds of thousands of black and Hispanic death in our cities. Last time there was a Republican mayor of Atlanta, 1879, Chicago, 1931, Baltimore, 1967, Detroit, 1962, New Orleans, 1872, Pittsburgh, 1934, Seattle, 1946, Philadelphia, 1952. Yet somehow it's Donald Trump's fault, who's only been there for 3 years, when it's nothing but Democrats and Antifa and left-wingers burning down America. Attribute number 11 of a gaslighter is they tell you everyone else is a liar. By telling you that everyone else, your family and the media, is a liar, it again makes you question your reality. If you think that a spike in crime is bad, the left says, well, yeah, can you believe that conservatives are behind all this racism and BLM is peacefully protesting? I want to get this Ted Wheeler clip going, who is the mayor of Portland. I think he's being held hostage by the radical left in his city. Listen to what he has to say.
President Trump, for 4 years, we've had to live with you and your racist attacks on black people. Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence? What America needs is for you to be stopped so that we can come back together as one America. So I'm going to do the work that I need to do here in my local community with my local officials to take accountability for what's happening on our streets. And I'd appreciate that either the president support us or he stay the hell out of the way.
So as you saw there and heard there clearly, he says we need to get rid of Trump so we can come back together as a community, where he is blaming President Trump on the perpetual violence that's happening in Portland. So let me get this straight. President Trump wins an election, offers federal help, and your left-wing base decides to burn down your city, and it's the president's fault. Only the left could believe something so gaslightingly untrue. So here's how it all comes together, where this actually is now benefiting President Trump. So for the entire summer, we were told by the media that these were all peaceful protests. For the summer, we were actually trying to call out the riot and the arson and the looting. We sent a film crew into Chaz in Seattle. We were told that this was mostly peaceful protesting. This was all until Don Lemon came out last Thursday and said, this is showing up in the polling. We actually don't care about the country burning. We just care about this might actually prevent us from getting power. You don't understand. This is a real thing. We have to get in front of this. And as soon as that happened, the Democrats pivoted. But it's a lot deeper than that. And we have a clip of a CNN journalist saying it's a mostly peaceful protest as the entire city is burning behind him. This is a great example of the gaslighting that happened before the Democrats realized the polling deficit happening in front of them. Play tape.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the course of the night. A second night since Jacob Blake was seen shot in the back 7 times by a police officer. And what you are seeing now, these images came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations in the face of law enforcement. It wasn't until night fell that things began to get a little bit more contentious. Things were thrown back and forth. Police started using some of those crowd dispersal tactics like tear gas, even playing very loud sounds to push them out. And then what you are seeing, the common theme that ties all of this together, is an expression of anger and frustration over what people feel like has become an all too familiar story playing out in places from across the country, not just here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Christine, Laura.
So
all right, thank you so much
for that.
For those
of you that are just listening, this journalist, who I don't know his name, seems like a nice enough guy. He's wearing military gear. Okay, that guy could have been in the Kandahar Valley in Afghanistan. And as he's wearing military gear, the Chyron on CNN says, fiery but mostly peaceful protests after police shooting. So this gaslighting, what ended up happening is all these attributes that we talked about. They tell you everyone else is a liar. The riots aren't happening. They tell you or others are crazy. There's no riots. No one cares about them. They try to align people against you. All these sorts of tactics of the left, they project even though they're the ones doing the rioting. As soon as Don Lemon and the merchants of chaos at CNN recognized and realized that the people of America were not buying the gaslighting. So here's what ended up happening is that the media, and that clip embodies it perfectly. Instead of gaslighting slowly and going down one little interval every evening, as what happened in the play Gaslight, the media turned the lights off altogether. And then basically, us being in an abusive relationship with the media and the Democrat Party, we said, why is it all so dark all of a sudden? They said, it's not dark, you're crazy. Like, no, I actually just saw you turn off the lights. So they did gaslighting with very little patience, and they also did it while their entire cities are burning around the citizens they claim to represent. And so as soon as it actually started to materially show up to interrupt and prevent or threat their political future, they now start to gaslight again. So now they are gaslighting to try to fix an issue that gaslighting created. You see, if the Democrats and the media would not have gaslit in early July, I can make the argument that President Donald Trump would be in a very significant polling deficit right now. You see, the gaslighters gave President Donald Trump an opening. Because of the Democrats' commitment to tell lies, because of the Democrats' commitment to mislead you, and to try to say it's mostly peaceful protesters, because remember, the Democrats will pander to the most extreme voices of their base no matter what, because they're in an unhealthy, abusive relationship with the Bolsheviks in their party. Therefore, the media was being held hostage by this entire coalition of activists and journalists, I put in quotes, journalists, that were saying, no, it's just mostly peaceful, mostly peaceful, mostly peaceful. And because of that, decent and reasonable people that had their businesses burnt down, that had their friends' restaurants completely looted, or the watch repair shops in downtown Chicago like Wabash Watch Repair, Muhammad Ashik in this country 42 years, paid his taxes, BLM Incorporated comes and steals all of his stuff. You combine all that together, and then the people have real dissension for the party that is gaslighting them. They have real anger, and they immediately retreat to the pro-police party instantaneously. So now the Democrats are trying to correct what they realize they're regretting something. Joe Biden, Senator Harris, and the Democrats are regretting they did not denounce the violence earlier. That's such an easy thing to do. It's not really worthy of a medal. Joe Biden comes out and says, violence is bad. And then he just gets back on his jet after 12 minutes and takes no questions. And then the media says, what a wonderful speech by Joe Biden. This is so courageous. He literally just came off his plane for 12 minutes and said violence is bad and then went on his jet again. And so what ends up happening now is the people that are a lot smarter than you might think, that we did elect Donald Trump, by the way, back in 2016, a lot smarter than you might think, woke up to the pathological propaganda campaign being put forth by the bittermost radical elements of our society, and the polling started to reflect it. Since the polling started to reflect it, the Democrats pivoted, and now they're trying to gaslight again. So now they're gaslighting again by doing what I mentioned earlier, where they said, does anyone believe that there'll be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected, holding us hostage? This is a hostage situation that we're in with the Democrat Party. And so then Joe Biden, and this is a better argument for the Democrats. This is an argument the Democrats should have made in early August, because it sounds good, even though it isn't good. I'm not saying there's truth to it. I think that it's superficially more difficult for those of us that support President Trump and law and order to debate against. And I'm just being a fair observer here. If the Democrats would have done this throughout July and August, they very well might have put President Trump in an impossible polling deficit to overcome. But because the Democrats were engaged in deceitful, arrogant tactics of gaslighting, of acting as if none of this rioting is happening, they opened a pathway for reelection for President Trump that he ran through for the entire convention, talked about what happened in Kenosha, talked about what happened in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Portland. All the Democrats had to do in their convention was say that the riots are happening in Donald Trump's America, and it would have made it a much more confusing issue. I don't think that's a good argument factually. I'm going to tell you why. It's a bad argument if you dive into actually why the riots are happening, but at least it's addressing that the riots are happening. And that's what the Democrats refused to do for 2 months. They basically made – they gave us a gift as Trump supporters where, mind you, it's a difficult political environment for those of us to run in. I mean, I'm just going to be very fair and just tell it how it is. It's hard to run for reelection when you have a once-in-a-century pandemic, which very well might have been an attack by the Chinese Communist Party. You shut down your economy and you have very – you have less than desirable employment numbers. This is a hard environment for someone to run reelection in. But all of a sudden, you're almost in a statistical tie, and the latest Real Clear Politics voting average has President Trump down just 2.3 points in all the battleground states – I'm sorry, 2.6 points in the battleground states as a moving average, which we know that there's more enthusiasm for Trump, so that very well would favor President Trump. Also, it shows here that the betting odds have President Donald Trump at 49% of winning and Joe Biden at 50.2%. It's a statistical tie in the betting odds market right now. And this is all because the Democrats were so convinced and they were arrogant. Man, did the Democrats not learn anything from 2016? If they would have had the humility to actually recognize what was happening in the very country that they were trying to govern, they could have delivered Donald Trump a political death blow. And I'm saying this as a friend of the president and as a Donald Trump supporter. But because of how ridiculously foolish they were in late July and early August, they completely changed this race. I flipped through MSNBC, CNN, Fox News today. All three channels were covering violence or the riots in some form or fashion. Bill Stepien, who's doing a great job as campaign manager for the Trump campaign, came out and he said it perfectly today. He said, you want to be talking about the issues you want to be talking about. Do you think Joe Biden really wants a referendum on riots right now? Of course not. But Joe Biden could have put this issue to bed very quickly. Where now you have people like Vicky Osterweil coming out with books that's called The Case for Looting. We covered that extensively on our episode yesterday, The Charlie Kirk Show. I encourage you to check it out. So now Joe Biden is trying to gaslight further. Sounds good to say this. Again, this is a better messaging campaign for him. It is. And it's harder for those of us that are Trump supporters to talk about it because it's like drive-by bumper sticker type stuff. But it's so easily defeated with like one sentence of facts or cross-examination. But it says this, and I'll repeat it. Does anyone believe there'll be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected? Okay, so basically he's holding us hostage. But then he says, Donald Trump's keep telling us if he was president, you'd feel safe. Well, he is president, whether he knows it or not. Well, first of all, President Donald Trump has offered National Guard support to every single one of these cities that is burning. And this is why President Donald Trump was brilliant in his visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin today. This is why President Donald Trump was brilliant, because he treated it like a victory lap, not as a complaining tour. He said, I brought in the National Guard. We brought down the riots. We restored law and order. Look at this 109-year-old Photoshop that was burned down to the ground because of Joe Biden supporters. That is a winning message. Voters will appreciate and reward it. Whereas Joe Biden very well is trying to confuse the American population. He could have done this when he was leading by 12 points in the polls. Now that Joe Biden is gaslighting, he has lost so much respect and his party has lost respect on this issue. They're trying to make up ground in time that they know their internal polling is blowing up in front of them. Because the Democrats are so supportive of the arson of America, because that is their base and they were afraid to offend it and, oh, it's BLM Incorporated, they had this massive chasm where decent, reasonable people – and by the way, let's get the recent polling in the black community. President Donald Trump had one of the greatest bounces of support for a Republican president ever when it came to the black community. Why? It's because the Democrat people realized – you just turned off the lights on us. You've been trying to gaslight us. You lied to us. You deceived us. You bitter, arrogant, power-hungry maniacs. I don't trust you. Who's the police party? Okay, I didn't like that guy before Trump, but I love him now. Protect me. That's what happened in the month of August. With an awful convention for the Democrats and a phenomenal convention for Trump, we went from a race that seemed unwinnable for Donald Trump to a race that looks like the betting odds are about to go in President Trump's favor in real time. And if President Donald Trump continues to dominate daytime television like he did in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he did last night on cable, primetime television with Laura Ingraham, and Joe Biden does his little drive-by 12-minute deal, meanwhile they have Vice President Pence with Bret Baier, that's a hard campaign to run up against. It's hard. Where Donald Trump is in battleground state Wisconsin, Mike Pence is in battleground state Pennsylvania, and every day right now, that we are talking about the riots and arson and terrorism is a day that favors Donald Trump. That is an issue that Donald Trump wins on. The Democrats are now known as the party of insurrection and police abolition. That's what they're known as. As long as President Trump is the party of normalcy, stability, people actually kind of want their lives back right now. And President Donald Trump can make the argument that it's because of the Joe Biden voters. These are the Biden riots that this is all happening. I want to take your questions. If I select your question, you guys get a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine, freedomatcharliekirk.com, freedomatcharliekirk.com. And if you guys can show that you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show, type in Charlie Kirk Show right now to your podcast provider. Or better yet, if you're watching on Facebook, click that link right now. Hit subscribe. Give us a five-star review. Screenshot it. We'll give away 10 signed copies of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine. Here's a question, and congratulations, Laura. You now win a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller MAGA Doctrine because you emailed your question at freedomatcharliekirk.com. Hi, Charlie Kirk. Hello. How does one break free of the gaslighter in a relationship? And using that method, what would it look like for America to break free from the gaslighters in the Democrat Party and the activist media? Thank you. God bless. That is a great question that it's probably better suited for a psychologist. But since we went through psychology today and we went through all the steps that lead to gaslighting in our country and in relationships, I'm going to talk more about the country. I'm not going to talk so much about the relational side of it. But I could tell you, at least for people that I have dealt with that are gaslighters, you confront them directly. You get your words right. You look at them in the eyes and you communicate clearly about how they're manipulating you, about how they're deceiving you, and you get the facts straight. Bullies and people that lie do not like to be confronted. That's why the Democrat Party and the activist media hates Donald Trump so much, because he actually confronts them for the first time. He actually looks at them clearly and honestly and says, you guys have been deceiving tens of millions of people professionally for the last couple decades. Jamie says, hey, Charlie, big fan. Thank you. Do you think that the president should stay away from the Kenosha Kyle Rittenhouse issue? I'm afraid the left will use this as another way to attack the Second Amendment as well. It's a very complicated issue. I think that when the president is asked about it, he should not betray Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't. I did a whole podcast on it. I said that two things. Kyle Rittenhouse probably should not have been prowling the streets with an AR-15 at night. Not a good decision. But the police should have been able to do their job, and the National Guard should have brought them in earlier. Kyle Rittenhouse has been indicted also for illegally possessing a firearm under the age of 18. Okay, he might be guilty of that. I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening. However, this garbage of first-degree murder, it's self-defense. It's that simple. He's being chased down in the streets and hunted by other vigilantes. He was not a vigilante. If Kyle Rittenhouse was doing the hunting, then fine. That's completely different. But I actually think that people can see in that one instance what happens when lawlessness allows to reign on the streets. Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm not going to say he did nothing wrong. I think that's a wrong way to put it. But he did not commit first-degree murder, and he should not go to jail for the rest of his life. He should get a misdemeanor felony for illegally owning a firearm under the age of 18, which, by the way, basically every single gangbanger in Chicago owns a firearm illegally under the age of 18, okay? So that's not exactly a newfound criminal violation. And then he also, I think there was an unlawful discharge of a weapon. I don't think he should be charged for that. I think he should be charged for a misdemeanor felony, if that, which, by the way, would just be community service, slap on the wrist, and maybe a month in prison. Not an indictment for first-degree murder. First-degree murder, it means premeditation, cause, means, and how you pull it up. None of those things apply there. His attorney's doing the right thing by defending this young man. And so while I don't agree when people say, oh, Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. Look, again, I can't say that. Maybe he owned the firearm incorrectly and all that. And I'm not a huge fan, if you're 17 or 18, going and taking an AR-15 and going walking the streets at night. But he should not go to jail for the rest of his life. In fact, I don't even think I support him going to jail at all, considering the misapplication of justice in this country for defending himself, for being hunted down in the streets. He is the victim. He was being hunted down in the streets and whacked across the face. And the person who did that, according to a friend of his in the hospital, said, I wish I would have killed him. It is unbelievably, gaslightingly true to see how the media has treated this young man. They call him a white supremacist, a white nationalist. And by the way, Kyle Rittenhouse has just hired Nicholas Sandman's lawyers. So if I was in the activist media, I'd be very careful attacking Kyle Rittenhouse. Might be the end of your entire media operation as we know it. because Nick Sandman, I don't think, is even done suing media organizations. We are taking questions here at freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Here's one question right here from Carl from Pennsylvania. Hey, Charlie, I'm really worried about the growing race war in our country. Do you have any thoughts on this? Thanks so much. Love the show. Well, congratulations. You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. There's actually a story I wanted to get to that I didn't have time to. I want to be very clear. Any sort of encouraging of a race war is evil. I want to de-escalate racial tensions in our country right now. I think it is evil what is happening in our country. I want to play this tape, and then I'm going to tell you about a story. Play tape right here of a white person being assaulted in the street and people laughing about it when it happened, clocked across the head. Play tape. Hunted down, and boom, gone. And then the person who filmed the video laughing and chuckling as he does it with a brick. I think that was a brick in his hand, right? Walking around with a brick in his hand or some sort of blunt force object that gave him the ability to do that. If you haven't seen the video, it's absolutely horrific. And this type of random black-on-white attack is seemingly becoming more common. The Daily Wire just reported this from August 31st, quote, a 51-year-old white male was the victim of an unprovoked stabbing at AutoZone on August 25th. The victim was in critical condition following the attack but is now expected to recover. The suspect in the case, 19-year-old Javon Hachette, a black male, told police he targeted the suspect, a store employee, because of his white skin. Another example, 3 days before the last one, 30-year-old Steve Sinclair, according to an arrest affidavit out of Aurora, Colorado, quote, used a knife to stab 29-year-old Michael Connor, who was transported to the hospital for his injuries and a collapsed lung. Local news reported that Connor, the victim, told police that his attacker, a black man, shouted, Black Lives Matter, prior to stabbing him. The Daily Wire reported, quote, Sinclair continued saying Black Lives Matter to police when they arrived, according to the first officer on the scene. The officer wrote that Sinclair had his hands up and said, I stabbed him. I'm a psychopath. I refused to sit down and insisted that officers should shoot him. Could you imagine if white people were hunting black people down in the streets like this? We would hear it at front page network news. And this is not to blame. You can't blame Donald Trump for this at all. Donald Trump is trying to heal America and bring America together from this. It is the left that wants a race war in this country, bitterly, totally, and categorically. If you guys want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, all you have to do, for those of you watching on Facebook, just click that podcast link, show us you're subscribed by screenshotting it and reverting it back at freedom@charliekirk.com, and we will send you a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine. If you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA and get amazing shirts like this and fight for freedom on college campuses, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. And please consider supporting our program at charliekirk.com/support. We'll be back with you live tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless.